Firefighters battling 45 major wildfires in the West won't have the kind of air support they're used to, at least through midday tomorrow. The nation's wildfire agencies have grounded all heavy air tankers, which drop thousands of gallons of fire retardant. Two of the tankers have broken apart in midair this summer, killing five crew members. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The latest air tanker crash occurred yesterday in Colorado when a four-engine PB4Y2 carrying 2,000 gallons of fire retardant spiraled into the ground. Witnesses say the left wing flashed flame and broke off before the plane dived. Two crew members were killed. Last month, the wings of a C-130A air tanker broke off in flight in California. Three people died in that crash. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating, but with two fatal crashes and about 40 planes in the air, all firefighting air tankers have been grounded. Nancy Lull is a spokeswoman for the National Interagency Fire Center.
The whole purpose of this stand down is to allow the contractors time to service and inspect their aircraft to make sure that they are completely safe to fly.
Both of the crashes involved the same government contractor, Hawkins & Powers Aviation, a Wyoming company which both owned and serviced the planes. An NTSB spokeswoman says investigators are already reviewing the company's maintenance procedures because of the earlier accident in California. Company spokesman Ryan Powers declines to speak on tape, but says the company is cooperating with investigators and is supporting the families of the victims. Powers adds he knows of only one other air tanker crash in the company's history. Nancy Lull of the Interagency Fire Center says the air tanker grounding will last at least 24 hours and will affect firefighting efforts.
The retardant tankers drop a mixture of phosphate and fertilizer on the ground, and that slows the fire down. That allows the ground crews to get in there and clear a line around the fire. If the retardant tankers aren't there, then it might be a little bit more difficult for the ground crews to get to the hotter areas of the fire and hold that fire behind a line that they would construct.
In steep terrain, air tankers may be the most effective firefighting tool. Fire managers hope a favorable weather forecast with little lightning will stem new fire starts until the tankers are back in the air. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.